The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucked. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. How he couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we'll start from the NBA Summer League last night, where the Cleveland Cavaliers unfortunately fell to the Sacramento Kings, but they had a show-out performance from one second-round pick, Tyrese Proctor, who had 35 points, 15 of them in the fourth quarter, along with four assists, both team highs, as Proctor was caught up with NBA Australia, talking about how he's getting ready for the NBA.
I feel like, you know, just through trials and tribulations, had a lot of ups and downs, and I think it just made me mentally tough, and it's helped me tremendously.
I mean, that's quite a standout performance, and that could be a potential boost for a Cavs team that may need some toughness, as you've been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'5". The reason he got drafted where he got drafted as a combo guard is because he lacked a lot of the athleticism traits, wasn't really explosive off the dribble, and had trouble getting into the paint. But yesterday, watching those highlights, man, that mid-range game is potent. It was potent at Duke, and it was very nice yesterday, and just very crafty. So he would get a guy on his hip and still be able to kind of seal that defender off and finish at the same time. So I liked what I saw. Granted, you know, NBA games are going to be a completely different level, but it was nice to see a little bit of an outburst yesterday.
Summer League isn't what it used to be, but this is really, really promising here and really exciting because he's going to be needed to contribute in some fashion this coming year with the losses that they've had. He's going to be expected to come in and provide some quality to this organization on the floor in NBA games. So this is a really nice start for this young man.
Whoever got the headline from Athlon Sports here, Cavs Tyrese Proctor looks like the steal of the draft after summer league expansion.
Tone, the steal of the draft. What say you, friend? Second time I've called you friend today, and you don't like that.
I didn't like the first time. That time I kind of liked it. We're a little bit later in the morning.
Interesting.
Getting closer to your vasectomy. You need all the friends
We're
you can have.
All excited for it.
Probably not steal the draft, but we'll see. We'll see. Look, the first game I saw him in the summer league, it was rude awakening. But yesterday was a very, very nice performance.
No, wait a minute. Last week he was shooting the bleep out of it to start the game, wasn't he?
Just the way that
not wrong.
I think people are a little surprised that he's not just getting by guys with ease. And it's like, well, he really didn't do that in
49th overall pick.
Yeah.
If it were Cooper Flagg struggling to get by guys, I think you'd go, whoa, what the hell is going on here? It's 49th pick. Like, if he could get by guys with ease, he would have been picked a lot higher.
Well, if you were Cooper Flagg, you'd be sitting out the rest of this NBA
summer
league.
You don't want to get these guys hurt now, do you? I mean, this is a big investment from the Dallas Mavericks.
Speaking of the summer league, Dave McMenamin of ESPN has been covering a lot of the Lakers stuff so far this offseason and was caught on video yesterday talking about the possibility of this being LeBron's final year in the league.
I think we have to start thinking about it. This could be his last year in the league. Rich Paul told me, yeah, there was no extension talk because we didn't ask for an extension. Now you could say, well, why didn't the Lakers offer it? But Rich Paul's point to me was this wasn't a point of tension. There's a very limited time remaining in his career. We already kind of knew that. We knew that basically since he reached 20 years in the league, he's gone into every offseason contemplating retirement.
I have not been on the LeBron back to Cleveland train like you guys have. I still think that if it's a one-year deal, that's much better of an investment than if
there
it were to be two or three.
Listen, Mitch, there's no way this is his last year in the league. If this was his last year in the league,
we'd already know.
You'd already know, and the ticket prices, every arena would be gearing up already, especially here in Cleveland. Are you kidding me? For his final game, there's zero, unless he sustained a disastrous injury. But even then, after the injury, the comeback in his final year would be the big story. There is zero chance this is his last year in the league. I'll bet anybody on this.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between. We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, he has to have a real serious injury happen to him where this is his last season in the league. He has to, because he will come out and he will say it's his last season in the league, exactly what Lyman said, because he's going to be an owner. And this is a little bit of a greasing of the rail to the other owners of what he provides with his name to an NBA franchise, as he will probably be the figurehead of a group that eventually owns the Las Vegas, whatever they're going to be called when they eventually put a team in Las Vegas. Well,
and if he wins a championship, you'd say, oh, he'll go out on top like a John Elway. I don't think there's a chance in hell he would quit. He would say, we're going to try to win another one and go get six and go tie MJ at that point. Yep. So no, I do not think this is his last year in the league.
Moving on from that, we go over to the ESPYs last night, the most star-studded of athletic events last night because there were no games. Host Shane Gillis had a couple pot shots at some certain Cleveland Browns quarterback, one we can talk about here, and one, Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
That's a little mean for a guy who's been...
The standard is pretty low at Colorado, though.
Fight against the people that did not like us even talking about Shedeur Sanders. They would bring up that record, and they would bring up the fact that kind of shrunk against the better teams. Now, we defended him on this show because we looked at what the other teams had and what they had and the offensive line versus those defensive lines. I didn't think he had much of a shot.
They were 1-11, and then they went 4-8, and then they went to a bowl game. That is a nice... nice bump up. I don't know if it's a bump up to really put him in the ring of honor and put his name on the stadium, but his dad is the head football coach. They want to keep his dad as the head football coach. There's certain things that you do, but in the grand scheme of things, they have been a terrible program for the last 20 years, with the exception of like 1 year. They had the Mel Tucker year, which, you know, no more of him. They had the Mel Tucker year, and then what? Didn't they have like 1 year that was like 5-7 with Darren Cheverini or something like that? Like, that was it. They've been terrible. So, yeah, take the positive thing and go with it.
Sanders, by the way, was at the festival yesterday for the Garden Valley Fun Fest. This is him via Channel 5.
It's definitely just get active and actually do it. Sending money and stuff, that's easy, but you have to actually go out there and be in the flesh. You know, I feel like that's more impactful.
He's building himself up publicly, at least, if not on the field yet. He's building himself up with these like public appearances in the area.
Well, it's a nice thing for him to go out there and do. I mean, you're talking about people who have been displaced because of their homes burning. I think that was a really nice thing for him to do. And I saw the event. I saw your contemporary, Leah Doherty. She was there live yesterday, and I saw the video of that. I thought it was really, really good.
He's been doing a lot. He's been out and about, not just the workouts, which somehow people are ripping him for filming the workouts, as if every athlete isn't doing that these days. I mean, the guys that have been around the league for years, they're showing their workouts.
Was he not working out? That would be the only issue I would have. Yeah, you're not working out.
But if you didn't see anything, then those people, what? You think those people would then go, oh, I love the fact that he is keeping his head... You're keeping his head down and getting to work, and we don't even have to hear about it. You would just rip him and think, oh, is he even working out?
I hate to tell everybody, like, he's not the last. He's the first. The next guy, if you draft a quarterback, guess what? He will have a team of people following him around with cameras next year.
The year after that,
they're their own brands. Quarterbacks have more of their own fan bases now than they've ever had because they're going to three different programs now. So he's just the beginning of it, so you better get used to it.
That's it for about last night.
Coming up at 8:22, wow. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. What?
Nothing on Ohio State winning the 2024-25 Capital One Cup as the most prestigious, most accomplished Division One sports program. Literally, Mitch just going to not talk about that? Interesting.
It's a radio show. Are you going to say something?
There was some news yesterday regarding Ohio State that... they might not have been so happy about regarding one of their pregame shows.
You are Ross Buckingham right now, man. It is something else. Is it not, Tone? I mean, good God almighty.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.